This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hello to our new friends in Tampa. Haven't been on in Tampa for a number of years. Happy to be back there. Say hello to everybody here. We are here to present to you the comings and goings of the day. And maybe make a few new friends, maybe social media friends. We have, I don't want to go too far with that because I think we need to have fewer friends and better friends. We've had this conversation before, the virtue in numbers versus the virtue we look upon. How many Facebook followers do you have? I've got 1,432, wow! And then the next person has however many they have. What does that mean, having Facebook, all those Facebook friends? What does that mean? That's a rhetorical.
Is that a real question?
maybe a little bit. I think that this weekend had a lot of activity on the farm. I have, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts called Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, and a lot of people follow it on Facebook. People that are curious about what goes on my farm, who listen to this program, go there and check it out just for fun. You're welcome, certainly, to do that. But I find that because I'm doing more and more activity on the farm, I want to save the farm, that I have people who want to be my friends. And I'm happy. I love having people come visit the farm. But I don't. What does it mean to have more friends? People are reaching out to me. They want to friend me on Facebook. So it doesn't cost you anything, I suppose. Maybe is it? I think a lot of people think there's a connection, or maybe there's some kind of publicity in it. But a lot of people spend a lot of valuable time tapping either into conversations or out of conversations that really don't mean anything, because there's no nurturing. The friendship that's there is just kind of a blank wall. Do you know what I mean? The friend, for me, the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, it's true connection. True friendship is something that really means something. So I take it lightly, although please don't take me wrong. I'm not saying don't do it. I just would like a better friend. I mean, a better word for it than friend. Like, what would be a better word for it than to be friended? To have, it's not companionship. It's not. It's one of those vague things. But friendship is deep and enduring. And it's, I don't find.
Well, isn't acquaintance already taking up the spot of what you're describing?
Yeah, acquaintance is probably the word. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. All right, anyway, I don't want to get off.
Most people say, oh, that's a Facebook friend of mine, and automatically that means
right.
that it's
they
somebody
really
you know on
person.
Social media, right.
Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer, what's trending?
Well, of course, there's lots of heavy news trending, but why would we spend time with that when we could talk about the big trending story? I was a little nervous when I saw Bruce Willis's name trending on Twitter, but then I realized it's not because of any problem that happened to Bruce. It's that he actually got roasted. He was the latest to be a part of one of the Comedy Central roasts. You know, those can get a little ruckus.
Yeah.
And apparently, the person that stole the show in all of this, even though Cybill Shepherd, his co-host from Moonlighting, was there, but the person that stole the show was Demi Moore, his ex-wife, and you could tell Bruce Willis was a little surprised when she walked out on stage. She looked great. She was wearing a shimmery black dress. She had her hair long, and it was straight and long. She looks good. But she had some jokes for Bruce Willis, including our marriage was like the Sixth Sense, because at the end I found out you were dead through all of it. And she said she said the real reason that their marriage failed was because of jealousy. He was jealous that I rocked a buzz cut better than he ever could. Of course, she was referring to her role as G.I. Jane back in 1997. Apparently, she was hilarious, lighthearted. She had a lot of fun on stage by all accounts. And she ended it with a warm tribute to Bruce, remarking that they were family family and that she was proud of him. It was a pretty heartwarming moment, and all three of their daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, were in the audience laughing away as their mom roasted
They've stayed friendly, kind of like Jennifer and Ben, in a way, with the children, right? Didn't they stay pretty close because of the children during the divorce?
When Demi and Ashton were together, they went on vacations with Bruce and his young wife, who also he has kids with. So it seems like they've definitely buried any hatchet that they used to have.
Yeah. Right.
So it was an interesting cast. Nice. Not only was Demi Moore there and Cybill Shepherd, but Dennis Rodman was there, Martha Stewart, Edward Norton, and Jeff Ross, of course, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So
who's Jeff Ross?
Jeff Ross is actually the guy that handles
the Roastmaster.
Yeah, the Roastmaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He does all of them, and he would be the person who's on the stage. I don't even know who he is. Who is he?
Jeff if you Rock. Saw him, you might recognize him, because he's known as the Roastmaster now. He's the guy who kind of started doing it on Comedy Central. He's a stand-up comedian, and that's become his real niche. So you might recognize him if you saw him.
Dean Martin was in the days when they first started doing it with the people that were around in the 60s and the 70s and 80s. Dean Martin was the one who handled the chores, and they were so raw you couldn't put them on television. Every other word was bleeped. Stuff was really, really raw. I remember they did one for Johnny Carson, and it was hysterical, but it was so really raw that you couldn't ever put it on television. So it's interesting how those things have developed. Some people in the news for us to, there's a lot of stuff still trickling in with regard to the Thailand situation, the rescue there. The seal that many people are talking about was this Saman Kunin, who died during the operation to get the tanks down to the youngsters. There was a tribute, apparently. The 12 boys who were rescued sent messages of thanks on a portrait of the former Navy SEAL. He ran out of air while he was underwater. That has to be a... Think about it. Have you ever...
I don't want to
think about
that. Have
you ever run short of oxygen in your life and been trying to breathe and you can't breathe? What a horrible, horrible, horrible death that has to be. Awful. So, there's something that's confusing me. Maybe you can help me on this, ladies. Elon Musk has gotten into the action here somehow, accusing one of the divers in the rescue of being a pedophile. The rescuer mocked Musk's proposal to help with the mission as a PR stunt, and now apparently Musk is sort of returning the favor, taking a shot at this guy, and I don't know how that all fit together. I thought it was rather strange. The whole thing kind of left me with a strange feeling. Why would they get engaged in either of these? What is this the place for something like that?
I guess this guy, well, I think what happened was the guy said that when Elon Musk sent his, and Jen, I know you have probably more details about this, but I think that what happened was, you know, Elon Musk sent that little mini submarine.
Yeah.
The guy said that it had no chance of ever working. And when Elon Musk heard that the guy said that, for whatever reason, he tweeted that the guy was a pedophile. And then he deleted the tweet. So more than that, I don't understand it, really.
I don't.
Somehow, the gist that I got from the story is just that he thought that Elon Musk just did this for a publicity stunt, and that what he sent he knew would never work, and he basically just sent them junk so he could capture some headlines.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this guy is not the only one who's saying that. A lot of people have said the same thing, and I think anyone who tried to help out in the situation, you know, it's good that a lot of people tried to help out, but he essentially is now getting recognition for, oh, Elon Musk, great guy, tried to help out, but he sent this submarine that did absolutely nothing, so shouldn't really get a lot of credit, especially shouldn't get more credit than the divers who actually went down and got him. So, I don't know, I think Elon Musk has a ego issue. I don't know, maybe he's making up for something else, because I feel like he's got that kind of personality where he has to lash out if anybody doubts him. So.
Totally, yeah.
Insecurity, it's called.
Yeah.
Or a little wee-wee also, that's a problem that a lot of the small people who want to be big have that problem. You can use your imagination, folks. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the Mondo Bizarro world, the police in England confirming a bottle of that Novichok, the nerve agent, the Russian nerve agent, was found in the house of the fellow that was poisoned. They found a small bottle, so they say, in Charlie Rowley's home. This is in Amesbury, England. He and his partner, Don Sturgis, were found poisoned on the 30th of last month. He died. She has regained consciousness now. This is that Soviet-developed nerve agent that poisoned the two former Russian agents. This is very close, all in the same proximity, this area, in the Salisbury, only a few miles away from Amesbury. Authorities are running tests to see if both of these bottles came from the same batch. So I wonder how this stuff even gets in. Where do you get it? It's not like you go to the drugstore and you can find it.
You get it from Russia.
Yeah, okay. Well, just go into Russia.
Like a duty-free? Like, where do you get it?
Yeah, right.
Well, I think these are spies. They're the guy and his girl and his daughter that got poisoned, they were spies.
Right,
so,
but what about these people?
Well, nice, I don't know. Guy. I don't know their story. They must have something up their sleeve, too.
Yeah, it's an area. It's funny. Just as an aside, these are areas of England where a lot of people settle in America, Massachusetts, Salisbury, Amesbury, two towns next to each other here in Massachusetts. I find that interesting. However, not necessarily connected to the story. 21 after the hour.
Get the
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Miranda Lambert has been named the 2018 Artist in Residence at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. With that honor being bestowed, she becomes the youngest artist announced to that position, only the third woman. So there are a bunch of elite, old, staunchy men in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Is that what we're getting out of this? Or at least
I think it's not about who's in the Hall of Fame. It's who's the artist in residence. So, yeah, obviously this is a breakthrough.
But who picks
Miranda.
The artist? Who picks
don't
the
have team? Any clue. I'm sure there's a committee or something.
Of old.
But if anybody deserves it, it's Miranda. My God, right. How many awards can this woman win,
yeah.
You know, before getting recognized with something like this?
She's going to perform a pair of concerts, sort of intimate concerts, in September at the CMA Theater, which is inside the Hall of Fame building in downtown Nashville. Has anybody here been to Nashville besides me?
No, it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's a very interesting city. Yeah, it really is. It's very.
It's really beautiful.
There's parts of it that are, you feel like you're in a time warp, and also for a fairly good sized city, there are neighborhoods of the city that feel very warm and tight. Do you know what I mean, Jennifer?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a community that's connected to a culture, right? It's a music city for sure. They call it music city.
Yep.
But they bring people together with that feeling of just everybody getting together and enjoying music, not just country, but all sorts of genres are coming out of Nashville right now.
The history of the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is very important, so says Lambert. It's truly an honor to be named Artist in Residence for the museum. I'm thankful for this place where our music can continue to be cherished. I'm thrilled to be among those esteemed artists who have been honored by this designation. And yeah, she seems to deserve it, most people feel. So that's that story. Miranda Lambert update here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. Now moving on into another performer's life. This guy is I think, quite talented and underrated. For whatever the reason, you ladies may or may not agree with me. This is the story, another chapter in the life of Jack White, a bat used by White at a charity baseball game outside Cooperstown has been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Warstick, I guess that's the name of the company that made the bat, co-owned by Mr. White and L.A. Angels second baseman Ian Kinsler. They announced that White's game-used bat has been enshrined into the Cooperstown Museum. Prior to White's concert in Cooperstown, his Warstick Woodman baseball team faced off against the local Leatherstocking All-Stars in a baseball game. After the game, Warstick created 50 limited edition exact replicas of White's bat, which were then individually numbered, signed by White, and auctioned online for charity. One of them, apparently, proceeds from the auction, which raised about $32,000, went to both Well for Culture, which is an initiative within the Native Wellness Institute, which seeks to teach and promote healthy lifestyle practices, ancestral eating, indigenized fitness, and mental spiritual connection. The supporting sponsorship of Native American youth participation in baseball also underscored. That's interesting. Indigenized fitness. And the indigenous people have their own sort of routine. That's what it's kind of like going to sweatshop. You know what a sweatshop? To Sweat Lodge. Sweatshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what a Sweat Lodge is? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Their culture is fascinating, actually. And how connected they are to spirit. I've learned a lot in my spiritual quests from a lot of readings that were done by some of the natives. It's really cool. All right, so anyway, that's the bat story at 28 past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two world leaders have arrived at the venue as they're getting ready to talk face-to-face. President Trump to sit down with Russia's President Vladimir Putin for a summit in Helsinki, Finland. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Word is after their meeting, they will talk to reporters, but they won't be taking questions. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The hour now in the DJV program. Update time. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, focused on what's going on in the world. Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
Well, it's women's health is trending right now. It's bad news for Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder. The newest settlement, now there are a lot of cases where women have sued Johnson & Johnson for using baby powder and the shower-to-shower brand talcum powder for causing ovarian cancer. And so now, in the largest settlement so far, after 8 hours of deliberations, a St. Louis jury awarded $4.69 billion billion dollars to 22 women who sued Johnson & Johnson, alleging that their ovarian cancer was caused by using this powder as part of their daily feminine hygiene routine. The jury award included $550 million in compensatory damages and $4.14 billion in punitive damages. This was 6 weeks of testimony, and there's lots of science. There's lots of conflicting reports. Cancer survivors were talking about, you know, how they've also used this product and how the talc particles embed themselves in the ovarian and cervical tumor tissue. Mm-hmm. And so this science has actually been around since the early 70s. Some of the studies have shown that there is an elevated risk of women who use talc in their genital area for a long amount of time. No one knows how long you have to use it to have a connection. Other studies have shown no connection. I'm guessing those are the studies that were probably paid for by Johnson & Johnson, but yeah. There were conflicting scientific research that was, you know, that was shown in court, but the jury apparently overwhelmingly sided with these 22 women. And this is just one of many cases in many states that's making the rounds right now. And so, ladies, skip the powder.
What is it about St. Louis? Monsanto is headquartered in St. Louis, as well as Johnson & Johnson. What is there about St. Louis that seems to have attracted or allowed or encouraged the creation of companies like this? And there are two different Johnson companies. There's the family, and they identify themselves, S.J. Johnson, a family company, and then Johnson & Johnson. Which I think they're both
S.E. Johnson, right?
S.E.
I thought S.E. Johnson was a different company.
Yes, it is. That's right. But I'm saying, but a lot of people confuse the two of them. Johnson & Johnson more deals with medical products the kinds of products
that are... The baby shampoo, the baby powder, all the stuff that, you know, everyone...
Whereas the other Johnson does cleaning products, stuff for polishes and floor waxes.
S.E. Johnson, I think, owns Glade. You know, the air fresheners and all that.
Which is another horror show.
Toxic crap.
You breathe that stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so bad for you.
Breathe that stuff. Ah! Mm. All right. So let's see. What else have we got? Ladies. This is people in the news. So we'll start with Angela Hernandez from Portland, Oregon. Woman disappeared a week ago, was found alive. You see this? The bottom of a cliff.
This is a crazy story.
She survived in the wreckage of her SUV by using her radiator hose to siphon water from a creek. This is crazy. Look at some of the posted photos on Facebook showing her sitting on the coastline as she received medical care. She was pulled up by ropes, taken to a hospital. Her Jeep apparently ran off the highway. This is the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
She was driving from Portland to visit her family in Lancaster. We were talking about Lancaster last week for some reason or other. I remember you took us there up to 14 for some reason. There was something
going on.
There's
a mayor who's trying to ban ties there.
Oh, that was it.
Necktie mayor.
Right.
Necktie mayor.
Anyway, this lady sent a text on July 5th in the evening saying that she was tired and stopping to sleep in her car at a grocery store parking lot in Half Moon Bay, which is in San Mateo County. About 8 a.m., she notified her family that she was continuing the drive, and then there were no more texts. Calls to her cell phone went straight to voicemail. Authorities determined that her vehicle had been in Monterey County about 9:30 in the morning on the 6th. It was captured on a business security camera. This is one of those things, other than the human interest side of it, that once again points out it's kind of like Person of Interest, the TV show. Everybody's watching you or can watch you.
They can triangulate around you.
Yes. Right. And maybe in this circumstance it's good because that's how they found her.
No, they didn't actually. They didn't use the cell phone because her cell phone was dead, and you can't track a phone when it's dead. This was two people who just walked and looked down over the cliff and saw a car had gone off the cliff, and they were camping, and they walked back to the campsite and called 911.
Oh, I thought there was somebody. I misunderstood.
No, this was just two good Samaritans. The trail went dead. That's why they had flyers everywhere for missing persons.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what happened to her after she stopped texting.
So how long was she actually over the cliff?
that's what they're trying to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't really know all the details yet, but she could have just been left there forever. But these two people happened to see it.
What a horrible way.
It's awful.
Talk about isolation. But this, well, there are parts along the highway, Jennifer, that are pretty far from civilization, in a manner of speaking.
There's and not a lot of people that you'd see off the side of the road. People use the freeway, and that's about it.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful ride, but it can be treacherous. There are some parts of that that are very windy, and there's not a lot of there's not a lot of extra room, if you will, on the highway. Here's another person in the news today, a fellow named Kevin Brooks. Kevin is a barber who has, for years, in the summertime, gone to Martha's Vineyard from his home in New Bedford every day on the ferry to cut hair. He works in a barbershop in Martha's Vineyard. So he, on Friday, gets to the island, goes out to take the bus from Edgartown to Oak Bluff, where the barbershop is. I was down there a couple of weeks ago. What a fabulous place. It really is. Martha's Vineyard is like a world unto itself. If you ever get a chance to go there, it's a really very interesting, kind of a cool place. Anyway, so he takes the same bus every day. Last week, the bus drove by him. And the bus at capacity sign wasn't on the destination marquee. So when he took the next he called an Uber to get to Oak Bluffs. He went over to the bus stop and said to the driver, why did you drive by me? The bus was full, the driver said. And then he found out, because this guy Brooks was, he said, no, it's not full, it's never full. What are you talking about? He went over to the company, he pressed the driver again, and the driver said, quote, it's because you're black.
That's charming.
What planet? The guy was fired on the spot. But what planet do people come from in 2018 that they still think that way? It's beyond me. It really is. It's beyond my capacity. I understand prejudice and stuff like that, but I don't see how people... I don't want to pick him up because he's black. And you're that stupid. You're stupid to think it and stupid enough to admit it.
And stupid enough that in this day and age you don't think that story gets out.
Ugh. Yeah, right, exactly. Ay, ay, ay. All right, in a moment, we're going to have a little bit more. We started a conversation last week that I want to spend a little more time on, focusing on you if you are a middle child. So if you are one, I am one. We'll learn a little bit more about what your lot in life is right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars, all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, "God, please don't let me die in this ditch."
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV program at 47 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So the focus on this study that came out last week about the American middle child being an endangered species, number of children per family shrinking, two-thirds of women with children now have two or just one, an oldest and a youngest, but there's nobody in the middle. And so the situation highlighted, I guess, depending on where you were across the country, in New York, families with two or fewer kids have become the norm for pretty much every demographic group. Middle children, most populous birth order demographic through most of human history, are going to be the tiniest. So you have, Jennifer, you're an only child. Kara, you have a sister, right?
I'm the youngest. I've got two older sisters.
Two older sisters, okay. And Kara, Victoria, you have a brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
You're 52%, the only middle child, Dougie.
Yeah, I am. But looking back, 52% of presidents have been middleborns. President Trump. Some psychologists say he's really more of a firstborn because his older brother died, allowing him to assume the role of firstborn. Which kind of makes sense
because he and Nixon do seem like oldests or firstborns. They don't have.
But how do they seem that? What's the quality that you see in? Tell me about me. What do you see in me that's typical of a middle child?
Well, the thing that's interesting, and this was a very long study, so we're kind of giving the Cliff Notes version here. But the interesting thing is that this study pointed out that it's very bad for humanity that we don't have middle children anymore, because middle children are the negotiators, they're the compromisers, they're the ones who keep the peace. They're always peacemakers in between their two siblings. They have that skill set where they can assess a situation, see both sides of an argument. And if you think about it, it makes sense why 52% of our presidents were middle born, because those are important skills that you should have as a world leader. And the article was basically saying, globally, we won't have that personality anymore. So you're going to have oldest and youngest kind of grasping for what they believe is their own thing that they deserve. Yeah. It's crazy.
Using the study, what about us only children?
Oh, yeah. Trouble.
Nothing but trouble. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants. applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, if you're familiar with good radio, you're familiar with Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We have lots of focus on helping you, service elements, they call it in the world of radio. We used to call these programs, Tommy, full service radio programs. And so here we have Tom, who's here, who's in from the Money Pit, with answers to your questions every week at this time. For example, here's Ava listening to our program in Texas, who wants to have Tom tell her the advantage of removing old shingles before putting on new ones.
Well, first of all, the new roof will last a lot longer, because when you keep the old shingles on your old roof, they also hold a lot of old heat and a lot of new heat from the sun that's going to come.
Right.
And essentially what happens is it dries out the new roof quicker. And since asphalt shingles are oil-based, the quicker they dry out, the shorter the life. So you're always better off removing the roof. Plus, if the roof's been up there for a while and the shingles are sort of curled and cracked, that makes the new shingle look somewhat unsightly, especially since new shingles today are typically much thinner than the shingles that were put up 20 years ago. So I generally say it's a great idea to remove that old roof. Now,
are they thinner because they're cheaper, or is there a better mechanism for making
technology?
Them? Technology.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There used to be a cotton-based material that was sprayed with asphalt,
really?
And now it's fiberglass. Yeah.
Ah, I know
so
that.
So it's thinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that my neighbor across the street is putting a new roof on his house, and he decided to make a metal roof, and I've used metal roofs on my barns down at the farm.
Yep.
I find it fabulously easy to work with.
Yeah,
you go to the company, you tell them how long you want the sheets. They come exactly measured. You go up on two guys up there with a gun and the right screws, and bing, bang, boom, you're done.
Yeah, they go in pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fabulous. This guy, though, had the metal form to the roof, so it was more expensive. Oh. So it looks, I thought it looked fabulous, frankly. Yeah. Is this a trend?
I don't know if it's a trend, Doug, but I will say that metal roofs are coming back generally, and they do last forever. I
mean, oh, yeah.
They outlast us if you put them in properly, and they need almost no maintenance. The standing seam metal roofs are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the metal roofs that we had, you know, 100, 200 years ago, the only reason they failed is because people at some point started to use cement and tar to patch them instead of just properly repairing them.
Right.
And once you do that, that's like the kiss of death because then you get rust that forms underneath that goo, and then that just rusts them completely out.
If I built a new house, I think I'd put a metal roof on it. Nice.
I think it's a great... And you know what else? There's paints and finishes on them now that are low E, so they reflect the heat.
Well, you can also... It makes for a better base for solar, I think, too, doesn't it?
If you put solar, it's making a difference. I'm not totally convinced that solar is cost effective. I mean, it really depends on state to state and what the promos are, the premiums are. But I find solar, frankly, frustrating because it's very difficult to buy. There's so many angles that these solar companies have in terms of the leases and the credits and the buying and the installation.
It's confusing.
And, and the biggest problem is, if you want to, especially if you're not buying it outright, if you're doing any kind of these lease deals, when you sell your house, you got to pay off the lease.
Right.
Nobody's going to buy your house with a lease on it on top of the mortgage they're already going to get.
I'm going to put, we've identified 17 acres on the farm that aren't much use for anything else, so I'm going to put a solar farm down there, and then they pay X number of dollars a month for the excess power that you're generating.
Yeah, I mean, as a property owner, it probably does make sense. I just know I'm not sure it makes sense on the house.
No, it doesn't. All right, moneypit.com is the website where Tom has all kinds of things. He and Leslie Segretti every week edit some very important information for you. For example, there are some refrigerator cleaning secrets that are good for the food that you have in there and good for making the refrigerator last longer. That's part of what you have up this week at moneypit.com, right, at the newsletter?
Yeah, it's in the free newsletter, also on the homepage at moneypit.com. 5 fridge cleaning secrets for fresher food and longer life, plus 8 ways to make your small home look bigger, and home improvements for renters. Renters are not excluded from this discussion. There are home improvements that you can make that you can actually take with you. So that and more at moneypit.com right now. Sign up for the free e-newsletter.
At moneypit.com. All right. Listener Jim in Alabama wants to know about programmable thermostats.
Right.
I wonder how this is. Yeah, I don't understand.
He's asking. Tim's saying he keeps it. He keeps it. He's in Alabama, so nobody's home during the day. He keeps it at 85 to 87. He wants to know if that's going to hurt anything, and it won't hurt anything. But there is a point of no return in terms of letting your house heat all the way up and then having to cool it all the way down again that can actually waste energy. So I wouldn't necessarily turn it essentially off, but I might keep it a little bit lower than 87 degrees if I'm not home during the day.
The expert is Tom Kreitler. The program is The Money Pit. Check it out at moneypit.com. 10:50. Oh, it's 59 past the hour.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.